Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We're so glad you came today.
Hi friends, my name is Pauline. I'm glad to be with you today. Today's topic is fitness.
And the title of our lesson is Going Faster and Faster. Going Faster and Faster. Pauline, today's topic is a big word, fitness. What does this word mean?
Well, when we talk about fitness, we are talking about exercise and other things we do to stay healthy and active.
Right. It comes from the word fit. To be fit means to be healthy. There are a lot of things that you can do to stay fit. We might learn about some of them today. So let's get started.
There are many great moments in sports history. Sports fans remember Roger Bannister. He ran the first 4-minute mile back in 1954. He broke a world record. The 4-minute mile was impossible, but now many people can run it. Are people healthier now than in the past? Professional athletes are. They practice more than athletes in the past. They encourage regular people to exercise more too. People also have healthier food and better medicine. That makes people's bodies stronger.
Well, of course, fitness is important to athletes. If they aren't fit, then they won't be able to play well.
But fitness should be important to all of us, and I think we'll learn more about that today. We also need to learn some key words, so let's go to Christina for that now.
Hello, 今天的主题是运动。 在运动史上有很多伟大的一刻。 There are many great moments. 名词 moment 就是瞬间、时刻。 James 说自己是一个运动迷，所以随便问他什么运动方面的事都可以。James is a sports fan. 名词 fan 就是指非常热衷于某件事的人。他们聊到了创纪录四分钟跑完1英里的 Roger Bannister. 原本这是不可能的事，但是他做到了。 A 4-minute mile was impossible. 形容词 impossible 就是不可能的。当时呢是很惊人的记录，但是现在越来越多的运动员都可以做到了，因为似乎现在的人都比过去更健康、更强壮。健康的形容词是 healthy. People are healthier now. 不但是更健康，还更强壮 stronger. 形容词 strong 就是强壮的。 People are healthier and stronger now.
James, you like to read about sports. I want to test you.
Yes, of course. I'm a sports fan. Ask me anything.
Who ran the first 4-minute mile?
Roger Bannister did. It was an important moment.
That's right. But why was it so important?
A 4-minute mile was impossible. No one could run it. He was the first one.
Susie just learned an interesting fact, so she wants to test James to see if he knows it.
I like how Susie begins this conversation. She says, James, you like to read about sports. This tells James that Susie wants to talk to him about this topic.
Right. Oh, and hey, Rebecca likes this sentence too. Let's practice using it with her now.
Hey friends, today is an amazing day. I'm so happy that you chose to join us today. Well, it's time to learn something new with use it. If you want to say that you enjoy doing something, you can use today's use it. For example, you like to read books about famous people. Or you could say, you like to learn about other countries. You can do this. So don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Let's use it now. Peter, you like to talk about fashion, right?
No, Pauline. You like to talk about technology, right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Pauline and I are just joking with each other. But Susie is being serious. James really does like to read about sports. James is a sports fan.
If you are a fan of something, that means you are very interested in that thing.
Right. You can be a fan of a thing, like sports or science. You can also be a fan of a person.
Right. Peter is a fan of the singer Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is his favorite singer. Peter buys all of his CDs. He can sing all of his songs. He has posters of Justin Bieber in his apartment. He is a big Justin Bieber fan.
That is just not true. That is a good description of a fan, and I think we know who that is. Anyway, now let's get back to James and Susie. Susie wants to test James.
Right. She challenges him, and James accepts the challenge. James says, "I'm a sports fan. Ask me anything."
Ask me anything?
Oh, are you a sports fan too?
No, but I am a fan of calendar phrase, and you guessed it. Ask me anything is today's
calendar phrase.
Ask me anything.
Ask me anything.
任何事都可以问我.
I'm so smart. You can ask me anything.
Okay. What's 5 plus 3?
Ask me anything.
How do you spell elephant?
Ask me anything.
What is H2O?
Ask me anything.
Hey, aren't you going to answer?
No, but you can ask.
Ask me anything.
Ask me anything.
任何事都可以问我.
All right, I'm going to ask the question. Let's see if you remember. Who ran the first 4-minute mile?
Christina!
No, she didn't.
I know, but I'm calling Christina. She wants to explain what a 4-minute mile is.
今天讲的这位 Roger Bannister, 他当年破纪录的 4-minute mile 到底是什么呢? 其实 4-minute 是一个形容词, 用来修饰 mile, 所以 4-minute mile 表达的就是花4分钟跑完的1英里, 所以这个人只花了4分钟就跑完了1英里, 创下了当年的世界纪录. 这个 4-minute 是复合形容词的形式之一, 在生活里其实常常看到，有一点要请你注意， 因为这两个字组合成形容词， 它不再是名词， 所以没有单复数可言。 所以 4-minute 的 minute 不可以加s。 我们来多看几个例子， 比如 a 2-week vacation 两周的假期， a $20 toy 一个20美金的玩具， a 6-year-old girl 一个6岁的女孩。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, so who ran the first 4-minute mile?
Roger Bannister did. It was an important moment.
Why was it important?
Well, no one could run a 4-minute mile back then. It was impossible. But then he did it.
Possible means it can be done. Impossible means can't be done. For example, it's possible to hold your breath for 30 seconds, but it's impossible to hold your breath for 30 minutes.
Well, friends, don't hold your breath, but it is time for a quick break. We'll see you right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English.
Hey, Pauline, you said it's impossible to hold your breath for 30 minutes, right? But what's the longest someone has ever held their breath? Do you know?
15 minutes?
No, 22 minutes.
No!
Yes, it's true. The man stayed underwater for 22 minutes without air.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, we're learning a lot of interesting facts today. Let's join Susie and James to learn some more now.
Many people can run a 4-minute mile now. So are we faster than before?
Maybe. Our professional athletes exercise and practice their sports a lot.
Many people are stronger and healthier now. Regular people exercise more.
That's right. We also have healthier diets.
Bannister's story also encouraged many athletes.
Yes, it did.
How fast can you run a mile?
Not very fast.
Wow, a 4-minute mile is really fast. I can't run that fast. But there are many people who can do it. So why didn't people run a 4-minute mile before? Are we faster now than before?
That's a great question. This is going to be interesting to talk about. But first, let's go to Christina. She can explain this question a little bit more for us.
比起从前，现在很多人都能四分钟跑完一英里，所以 Susie 就问 So are we faster than before? 在这段对话里，我们看到三个比较级的形容词，第一个是 faster， 比较快的，第二个是 stronger， 比较强壮的，第三个是 healthier， 比较健康的。Faster 和 stronger 都是形容词后面直接加 er，但是 healthy 就不一样咯，它是去掉字尾的 y 加 ier 变成 healthier。 原来形容词字尾如果是子音字加字母 y 的话，就要去 y 加 ier。 比如说 happy happier busy busier early earlier。另外，如果遇到三个音节或者是更多音节的形容词，字尾就不再加 er， 不然那个字会越加越长，所以只要在前面加一个 more 就可以了。比如说 more beautiful， more important， 或者 more comfortable。
Thanks, Christina. So, what do you think, friends? Are we faster than before?
Maybe. Like James says, professional athletes exercise and practice their sports a lot. Plus, many people are stronger and healthier now. Regular people exercise more than they did in the past.
Although, unlike in the past, many of us work at jobs where we sit at desks all day. We aren't outside working all day, so...We need to exercise more than people in the past.
Good point. But we also have healthier diets than people did before. So in science, we have learned many things. This has taught us a lot about what kind of food we should eat to stay healthy. So we know more about what we should eat if we want to stay fit and healthy.
Good point. And it's true, people are always breaking records. I love watching the Olympics, you know this, and whenever you watch, you will see this WR in the side corner sometimes. It stands for world record, and they'll tell you what the world record was because so often a new athlete will break the record when they compete. It's amazing.
So a record is the best time, and the world record is the best time in the whole world. There is no athlete faster than that.
So I think there is this competitiveness, right? You know what the best is, and if you're a really good athlete, Just knowing what it is means you want to do even better. And, of course, now there's lots of teams of people who will try to help you do your best, too. We have the best running shoes, the best equipment, the best food, everything to help athletes break these records.
And it's so exciting to see when someone breaks that record. Well, now it's time to review. Let's take a look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Moment. Moment. Please wait just a moment.
Fan. Fan. Tony is a big fan of the Yankees.
Impossible. Impossible. Humans can't fly. That's impossible.
Healthy. Healthy. You need to exercise to be healthy.
Strong. Strong. I use weights to get stronger. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
James, you like to read about sports. I want to test you.
Yes, of course. I'm a sports fan. Ask me anything.
Who ran the first 4-minute mile?
Roger Bannister did. It was an important moment.
That's right. But why was it so important?
A 4-minute mile was impossible. No one could run it. He was the first one.
Many people can run a 4-minute mile now. So are we faster than before?
Maybe. Our professional athletes exercise and practice their sports a lot.
Many people are stronger and healthier now. Regular people exercise more.
That's right. We also have healthier diets.
Bannister's story also encouraged many athletes.
Yes, it did.
How fast can you run a mile?
Not very fast.
You know, I think James would be a good person to bring to a trivia night.
Ooh, what is a trivia night, Peter?
Well, the word trivia means little facts about the world. Trivia nights are game nights. Usually you go with a group of friends together and make a team. You try to guess the answers to these trivia questions.
Trivia nights are fun. Most of the time you don't know until you get there what topics they'll be.
Right. It could be movie trivia, sports trivia, holiday trivia, pretty much anything. But that's why you play with a team of friends.
Peter, I think you would be good at the science trivia.
Hey, thanks, Pauline.
Ooh, I have a science trivia question for you.
Oh, great. Ask me anything.
Okay, what animal has 5 hearts?
Ooh, I don't know. A dinosaur?
No, it's a worm. See, an earthworm has 5 hearts. Okay, one more. How many hours does a koala sleep in one day?
Oh, I know they sleep a lot. Is it 12 hours?
No, a koala sleeps almost 22 hours in a day.
Oh, wow. You sleep a lot, buddy.
Well, this was fun talking about some trivia, but now it's time to go for our jungle chit-chat. Here we go.
Yay! Get ready for a great moment in history.
Ginger, what are you talking about?
I'm going to break a world record in sports.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm going to run a 1-minute mile.
A 1-minute mile? Ginger, that's impossible.
I'm healthier than monkeys in the past. I exercise more, and I eat better.
Yes, but...
I'm stronger. I'm faster. I'm ready.
Ready to run a 1 minute mile.
Yes, watch me run around the jungle cafe.
All right. Ready, set, go.
Wait, stop.
What's wrong?
I need special shoes.
Ah, special shoes with wings.
Ha ha, very funny, shoes with wings, ha.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about running, and here to answer my question is Ms. Marathon.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Mara. You look like you've been exercising.
Yes, I just finished a 10-mile run.
Wow. Do you run often?
Oh, yes. I run every day. I love to run.
Great. Then you will know the answer to our question. Our question today comes from Abijah Hunt of Houston, Texas. Abijah writes, I like to run, and I am thinking about running a marathon. Can you tell me more about marathons and how I can prepare for one?
I love that question. I'm glad you enjoy running. Running is great exercise.
It really is. It keeps your body healthy and it can help you lose weight.
That's right, and I'm happy to hear that you're thinking about running a marathon.
What is a marathon, Mara?
A marathon is a long-distance race.
Are all long-distance races marathons?
No, an official marathon is 42.19 kilometers long.
How many miles is that?
That's 26.219 miles.
That's a very long distance. I don't think I can run that far.
Well, preparing to run a marathon takes training and practice, but I think you could do it if you worked on it.
Maybe. So how can someone prepare for a marathon?
First, start early. Know when your marathon is and start training as soon as possible. It is best if you can start to train 3 to 6 months before the marathon.
I see. How often should I train?
It's best if you can run at least 4 times a week.
Do I have to run 26 miles each time?
No, no. You can do shorter runs during your training period, but make sure you do put in at least one longer run each week. As the marathon date gets closer, make sure you run longer. You should be running a very long run by the time the marathon comes.
Thanks for your advice, Mara. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. And now it's time to ask your friends some trivia questions.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. What a good way to practice English.
Yeah. Well, friends, make sure to join us next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.